ring is Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, folks. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, yesterday was Lum and Abner's big opening of their Jot 'em Down store. And they started a new policy of friendship, but it wound up in a big argument, and they divided up the store with the traditional rope. But that didn't last long, and they signed a truce. Things seemed pretty peaceful then, but that wasn't destined to last very long either, because, well, let's look in on the old fellas in the Jot 'em Down store, and you'll see what I mean.
Abner, reckon what we ought to do with all these flowers folks sent us for our opening yesterday. They're wilted clean down, but I sort of hate to throw them out.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of embarrassing if somebody comes in and asks, where's the flowers I sent you? And we have to say, oh, they're out in the ash can.
Uh-huh.
The only flowers that held up is them artificial ones that Ed Beckley sent. Them things will last forever. But it don't seem exactly fair to save his and not the others. What do you think we ought to do, Abner?
Uh-huh.
Now, Granny, you ain't heard a word I said.
Huh?
What's the matter with you today, anyway? All you did just stand there staring out the front window. What are you waiting for? Prosperity?
No, I was just glancing out. Such a nice day and all.
All right. Come on now. Tell me what it is you're looking for out there.
Nothing.
Abner, have you went and got us into some kind of trouble already?
Why, no. Of course not.
Now, look, Abner, when we taken down the rope yesterday and signed that peace treaty, we both agreed that forever either one of us did anything, we'd check with the other. Recollect?
Yeah. Well, I am sort of waiting for something.
Well, that's better. Now, let's have the whole story.
We ain't in trouble, old Lum. I don't think.
We better not be. All right, let's have it. What happened?
Well, when I went out to make the delivery this morning, I just sort of, kind of, accidental, happened to drop by that auction they're holding out there at the warehouse.
Clean out there?
Yeah.
You never had no deliveries out that way, so how could you accidental get out there?
Well, I don't know. Accidents will happen, you know.
Go on. What did you buy?
I didn't buy nothing.
Well, good.
Hardly.
Well, now, did you or didn't you?
Well, see, Lum, now what happened is, I was standing there talking to Charlie Redfield.
Yeah?
And this auctioneer, he was yammering away up there.
Keep going.
And there was a fly buzzing around me, and when I reached up to knock it off my ear, why, the auctioneer claimed that I was bidding.
Oh, me.
And he said I won it, too. So to the gentleman with the goat whiskers, goatee or something like that, he said.
Well, why didn't you tell him you wasn't bidding?
Slump, I tried to, but he wouldn't listen to me.
Well, you oughtn't to let him get away with that. Why didn't you argue with him?
Well, he had that mallet in his hand there, and looked like he knowed how to use it. So...
Well, good goodness, Abner. Just looks like I can't let you out of my sight for 2 seconds.
Well, now, Lum, I got a real bargain on it. Don't forget that.
How do you know you did?
The auctioneer said I did. He said, Mr. Peabody, you have got a bargain.
That's just about what I figured.
It's pretty big, too. So I know it's a bargain.
Pretty big, huh?
Yeah, oh, it's bigger than you ever think it was. Yeah. I mean, for the money that it costs.
What is it?
It's something.
Abner, I ain't got time to play games with you. What is it?
I believe I'll wait and surprise you with it, Lum.
Well, now, if you're just trying to egg me on to guess what it is, I ain't going to do it.
Good.
I ain't got time to waste on some old no-count piece of... Where is this, whatever it is?
Cedric's bringing it over. That's what I've been looking out the window for.
I see.
He borrowed a Macmillan boy's truck to tote it over here.
Hey, do you need a truck for it? How big is this thing, anyway?
Oh, well, it's pretty good size.
What is it, Abner? Come on, tell me.
No, no, I ain't going to do it, no.
I'd blame it. You're getting my curiosity raised up now. Well, what's it used for?
I don't know. Or, I mean, I ain't going to tell you.
Just give me a little hint.
No hint.
Well, to tell the truth, I don't care what it is. I don't even want to know what it is.
Good.
Ever.
Good.
I've got work to do around here. What letter does it begin with?
Mom, I told you I ain't going to give you no hints of no kind.
Well, I ain't going to fool with it. What I've got to do is figure out what to do with these wilted flowers. Maybe we could starch him up.
Mom, there's Cedric.
Huh?
There's a truck. Come on, let's go out there and help him unload it.
Yeah, let's get out there. Not that I care what it is, but hurry up, Abner.
Well, stop shoving. Oh, yes. Now, howdy, Cedric. You have any trouble getting it?
No, Mom. Where'd you want me to set it?
Oh, just bring it right on in the store. Here, me and Lom will help you tote it.
Yeah, we'll give you a hand, Cedric. Wait a minute, where is it? I don't see nothing in the truck here.
For the land's sakes, the truck's empty, Cedric.
Well, I'll be doggone.
What happened?
You know, I thought I forgot something.
Oh, for goodness sake.
All the way over here, I just kept having a feeling I was forgetting some little thing.
Some little thing?
One, do goodness, Cedric, you'd forget your head if it wasn't tied on.
Well, the only thing to do now is for you to hightail it back over there and pick it up, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, boy. Sure, good joke on me.
Yeah, some joke. Hurry up now, Cedric.
Yeah, come on, Abner, let's get back in the store. He's wasted enough time on this silly thing.
Oh, to goodness, that boy. I don't know how he recollects to get out of bed in the morning.
Abner, you better get to marking up them new canned goods. I'm trying to run a store here. Now, let's don't forget that.
Yeah, well, I'm aiming on doing that right now.
Abner, what color is it?
What color is what?
That thing you're getting. Not that I care, you understand. I'm just trying to get this thing settled so you can get down to work and get it off of your mind.
Off my mind? You're the one that keeps asking about it.
Well, it don't make no difference to me what it is. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, good. Let's just drop the subject, then.
All right. Animal, vegetable, or a mineral?
Huh?
Dadgummit, it, Abner. Tell me what it is.
Well, now, look. Wait a minute. There comes Squire Skimp up out there.
That don't make no difference. You can tell me anyway. Come on now.
Well, gentlemen.
Well, howdy, Squire. Come on in.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lum. Just dropped in to offer my belated congratulations.
Oh, well, much obliged, Squire.
I'm mighty sorry that I wasn't able to get your big opening yesterday, but I tied up all day. A big business conference, you know.
Natural.
Lum, I shouldn't tell you this, but it looks like they're going to open up a big plastic mine.
Plastics?
Yes, you know, that stuff is just sweeping the country now, Lum. Of course, don't tell this to anybody, but they made some tests, and the ore is running about 62% pure plastic to the ton.
62?
Yes, that's what it showed.
I do know.
Now, I don't know for sure, but I just might possibly be able to get you men in on that.
Well, To be honest, Squire, we're pretty strapped right now, just starting up again and all. Does sound good, though.
Yeah, well, I understand, Lum. I didn't come over here to talk business anyway. of course, if you need a little money to swing this deal, Lum, I'd be proud to slap a little mortgage on the store for you, you know, just out of friendship, of course.
No, thanks, Squire. We're going to try to keep the place clear if we can.
Well, I don't blame you at all, Lum. It's a good idea. And, like I say, I didn't come over to talk business. just wanted to wish you and Abner all the luck in the world.
Uh-huh.
I hope nothing prevents you from prospering. Like, say, having your building burned down, or... Hey, by the way, have you placed your fire insurance yet, Lum?
Well, no, we ain't, Squire, but...
We have a new policy, Lum. Runs a little higher, but, it also protects you from tidal waves, volcanoes, damage from flying saucers. Now, there's something you shouldn't be without. That's good protection nowadays.
Well, we ain't quite squared around here yet.
Yeah, well, here's no rush, Lum. Take all the time you want to decide. You could let it run till tomorrow. Well, I'll drop in again then. See you then, man. So long.
Yeah, so long, Squire.
So long, Squire.
Didn't drop in to talk business, huh? Squire's visits are about as social as a cash register. He don't fool me.
No, me neither.
Of course, that plastic mine idea did sound good, though.
Yeah, that stuff is getting popular, all right.
Hey, somebody give me a hand here.
Huh?
This thing's heavy.
Man, hey, Cedric, I didn't hear you coming. You ought to holler and we'd help you carry it in.
Whereabouts you want me to set it?
Oh, right there is all right. Roll me, set it down before you bust your back.
Oh,
yeah, that's a time.
Boy, that thing's heavy. It weren't so bad the first few blocks, but then my feet started hurting.
Your feet? Well, you wasn't walking. Wait a minute. I don't see the truck out there. Where's the truck, Cedric?
Oh, be doggone. I thought I forgot something.
You mean... Oh, Cedric.
Well, come on. Let's get a couple of them boards off of there and get a look at this.
Yeah, let's open it up here.
Get that one off of there.
Yeah, now that does it. Well, there it is, Mom. How do you like it?
Well, it's fine.
Yeah, looks like it's in good condition, don't it?
Yeah.